Call the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, 317-239-1009.
We were talking the other day after the show, and Alex was saying about all these scary things kind of involving death and it being Halloween sort of time. And she's like, oh my God, could you imagine if you actually did die? Like, what would happen? I'm like, well, Lindsay would probably be happy, move back to Michigan and find herself an attractive Dutch man and live the rest of her life in paradise with Benny and Paddington, our two dogs. Besides that, though, no, Alex, like, no, like, what would you really do? I'm like, well, what do you mean? And explain, because when I told you that I don't think that I need this, I think right now it is a total waste for my life. You were like, oh my God, this is, I think you said, quote, travesty, which is a big word. I'm impressed with that word.
Yeah, it's a total travesty, and it's, I believe that it is totally messed up that Joe revealed to me yesterday that he doesn't have life insurance and that he thinks life insurance is a waste of money. He said that neither him or Lindsay have it, right?
No, neither one of us have life insurance each other or anything.
I can't imagine something more stupid than this, especially as millennials. When you are like around 25, like that's the age that really you should be getting life insurance, but people don't do it. And I mean, it's just so dumb because if something happens to you, there's going to be so many things that she's going to need help to pay for.
Well, I mean, Lindsay can get by. We don't own a house. We're renting a house. She could always move out of that house if that was the case or if that was the problem. And we follow, like, kind of the principles that Dave Ramsey has, the baby steps, and that is save up $1,000 for an emergency fund. Got that. Paying off our debt, we're doing that. We paid her car off. Should be able to pay off my car, new-to-me car, in a year. Like, so it'll be paid within 1 year. It'll be paid off by the end of the year. So every extra penny we got towards that. That being said, we don't have a house. We don't have kids. There's no reason to actually pay extra money for that right now.
See,
now,
that's
yes,
where
once,
you're wrong. First
once
of all,
we
it's
buy
not
a
expensive.
House, well, it's money that we should be spending towards paying off debt. But once we actually have a house and we have kids, oh, for sure. Like, if we actually had a house, I don't want to die, but I would love for it if I got hit by a bus or had a grabber that my wife could have the house and be all good.
But see, that's where you're wrong, because life insurance, if something were to happen to you, not only can it help pay for your funeral, which could be upwards of around $10,000.
Our job covers our funeral.
So let's say even that's covered. Life insurance will help whoever is stuck, whether you're married or not, whoever your family is stuck with your stuff to pay for your debt, any debt that you have left over, so they don't have to be burdened with that, credit card debt. Let's say, you know, I have an apartment, all my stuff that's going to need to be moved out of my apartment and dealt with and all that, you know, paying for a moving company to move my stuff. Like, there's all these different things that money can go towards. So your family, I'm not married, but I have it, so that it'll go to my parents if something happens to me. But that's so important, and I am just blown away. Way that the married guy on the show doesn't see why that's important. And I feel like people are going to have strong opinions on this, that yes, I definitely have it and I think that it's important, or no, you know, Joe's right, like this is such a waste of money,
I think life insurance is important. My dad, I think I've talked about it enough on the show, but if you didn't know, my dad passed away when I was 21 and my brother was 18. He had a policy, and I mean, still working in radio, so it wasn't a ton of money. But
Know that our work pays for our funeral. I didn't hear that before.
Yeah, you got to read your contract. Unless they don't have that in your contract.
It's weird.
That's all. Maybe they're just paying for mine. Or maybe they think I'm most likely to die. But my dad helped out a bit, but it still doesn't get everything. I mean, it helps some of the bills. But if I had kids, if I had a house, then yes, I would have life insurance. But I have two dogs, Benny and Paddington. They don't need their daddy to have any kind of life insurance. Katie's in Lawrence. Let's see what she thinks this morning on the Joe and Alex Show.
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
First of all, Alex is always right. Let's be real.
All right. Well, then.
In almost every scenario.
Hang on a second, Katie. Hang on. Let me help you out real quick.
No, stop it.
Let me help out Katie real quick. There we go.
Stop it.
No, I'm kidding. Katie's still there.
It's honestly not very expensive, but at the same time, like, if you, God forbid, died, you just want your wife to have to go to work the next day because that's what she's going to have to do. To keep paying bills and stuff. Like,
yeah.
You want her to be able to take some time off, and like, for what you'd be getting, the life insurance policy you'd be getting, you know, like my grandma passed away and left me, I think, like $15,000, but that was able to, like, with the life insurance policy, and I was able to fly out and like take care of everything that needs to be taken care of to like get the funeral all set up.
Yeah, and not even only paying for funerals, but if you are a college student or you just graduated from college and you die, then your parents have to pay your student loan debt for you. Then all of a sudden, all that gets shifted to them.
No, they don't. Yes, it does. Unless if they're co-signed, maybe. But yeah, other than that, but like that's on you.
All of the financial advisors.
It goes to next of kin.
All the people that work, all the people that are listening right now that work in finance are seriously like screaming in their car listening to you because this is just so stupid and ignorant.
I totally disagree.
It goes to your next of kin, and if your next of kin is your parents, they have to pay for it.
That's not true. If you're actually signed on a loan, for sure. But if my mom, who's still alive, thank God, knock on wood, nothing happens to her. If my mom was going for some master's degree at a college, and I'm her next of kin, her son, I don't automatically, hey, Joe, here's $40,000 in student loans.
Yes, you do.
Yes. No, I don't. Yes. They can't just track you down because I'm her son.
Of course they track you down. They have to get the money.
Because it's the estate. It's the estate. So if she left you $40,000 and she owes $40,000, they go, okay, we're going to take the $40,000 from the estate first.
If she leaves me, Katie, $40,000.
I can't believe you don't know this. I just can't believe it. Isn't this like marriage for like 101?
Like I said, if I actually had a house and I actually had children, then yes, life insurance is fine. I'm not just going to let my wife have a bunch of money because I died. Yeah, right. 317-239-1009.
I was half right and half wrong about something I said. So let me
say
this, because we got a bunch of tweets. So student loans sometimes do get passed on to your parents when you die, and sometimes they don't. Here's when they do and when they don't. Federal student loans are discharged when the borrower dies. So if you die and you have federal student loans, then yes, those get erased. So your parents don't inherit those. However, if you do have private loans, student loans, or co-signed private loans with your parents, those are what are going to be passed down to your parents.
Which would make sense for anything. If my mom co-signed on a car loan and I die, she's still got to pay off the loan. That's basic 101, people. I get that. 317-239-1009. Allie, you're in downtown Indy. Thanks for being on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
I do think that it's irresponsible. I have life insurance on my husband. My husband has life insurance on me. And here's a question for you. You guys are renting a house, correct?
Correct.
If you were to die tomorrow, does Lindsay have the funds to break that lease if she can no longer afford the rent?
We have a really good relationship in this case with our landlord. I think they would let us go as soon as possible. But yeah, we have enough saved up that we would be able to do that. Not a ton, because we're trying to take all of our extra money for debt. But yes, she would. I get what you're saying, okay, though. Like, what if she didn't? What would you do?
Right. My other thing is, it's an option. It is extremely cheap, is to look into some kind of accident insurance. I'm talking like $32 for a year of accident insurance, and that's if you're in a car accident, it helps pay your expenses. If you were to die, the payout is like triple, but I mean, it's definitely something to look into, especially, you know, you could die walking to your car today.
Yeah, and it's not one size fits all. It's like, depending on your circumstances, if you're married, if you're not married, if, you know, how, I think it just depends on a whole bunch of variables about your life, of how much your life insurance costs, but it is not as expensive as millennials tend to think.
You know what's happening? Lindsay's going to hear this and be like, oh, I wonder how I can accidentally have Joe die. That's what's going to go on. Allie, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. Brayton on the east side, your 21-year-old sister, what happened?
She actually was in a car accident, and we had life insurance on her. And it paid for everything. Like, we didn't have to come out of pocket for anything. And it's just nice to have, because, like the lady said before me, you can die tomorrow. Like, there's no guarantee that you'll be here. And it just, it helps. So, like, your wife can take off when she needs to and basically pay for everything on the funeral.
Yeah.
I mean, the peace of mind, I totally get that. And like I said, I will one day have life insurance, but where I'm at right now, I don't need it. That's just me
personally.
That
is so dumb.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
See, this is what just blows my mind. And then you're saying that you want you and Lindsay to have a baby now. You're ready for a kid.
Yeah, when we have a baby, we will have life insurance.
So Lindsay can pay for both of your all's cars, like your car payment.
As I mentioned earlier, we've been working our butts off. I'm so damn proud of me and my wife sacrificing. We paid off her car year and a half ago. We owe less than $5,000 on my car. I'm going to have that thing paid off by the end of the year. We take every extra penny we make. And we pay off our debt.
Right, I know, I got it, but like, what if you die today? So for the rest of the she can pay off your car.
We're so far ahead on our car note right now, we don't have to make a payment till 2020, like if we never paid it again. So she could afford to do that, but she'd sell the car in that case.
I just don't understand for Lindsay why you don't think she would be just as or not more important than even a child, like giving her that extra money in case something does happen to you to have for rainy day funds or just to have as a cushion or whatever.
I am trying to help my wife. That's why we're paying off all of our debt. If I didn't love her, I would just let that money sit around forever and never touch it. She'd be burdened by herself. Nick, you're in Geist. What's up, man? You're an actual professional? Let's hear your thoughts.
I am. Hey, I will tell you this, right? There are different stages in life for which life insurance is important, right? Where you're at, it's even more important today because tomorrow is not given health-wise, right? So tomorrow you could wake up, something's not right, you're not feeling right, the missus isn't feeling right, and a diagnosis of whether it be cancer or something along those lines, for which now you may never be able to get life insurance ever again, right? So it's important to think about that, forward think on that. And then when you're talking about having a house and having a kid and doing these things, right, it's all pre-planning. It's never going to be any less expensive than it is today. So tomorrow it's more expensive than it will be on Friday. So those things are important to think of as you're planning, especially if you're talking about a Dave Ramsey kind of thought, right? Buy term and invest the rest, right? So it's important, if you can, get as much term insurance as you can now, because later on in life, you can convert that over into whole life insurance, which will then take you for the rest of your life until you obviously need to pass that money along to children, grandchildren, charities, whatever it is that drives you, motivates you, then those are things and factors that you can use in determining what you need.
Thank you, Nick.
Okay, here's a scenario. What if you and Lindsay both die in a car crash?
Not my problem.
And your mother and your grandmother
Not my problem.
Then have to take care of things. Is your mom and your grandma, do they have enough saved up to take care of things? What about them having to expense flying down here, or your brother having to fly down here, drive down here, take the trips down here to get things settled with your house, things settled with your car, everything like
that. That is a good point.
What about that if you and Lindsay both die?
To be fair, I actually had a plan in place, and that plan did not work out, I'll be honest. I was planning on winning the Mega Millions that would cover all this, and
right,
I didn't. So I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that one. Listen, as I wrap up, I want to say this because it did help me when my dad passed away when I was 21. I didn't get a ton of money, but it was nice that there was some money there to help out and keep things afloat. So, yes, I think if you got loved ones, you got kiddos out there, I definitely think you should have it and make your own decision. For me personally right now, we're not having any.
If you have any family at all, it's important to have it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you love that family, it's important.
So
if you don't like
your mom and grandma,
Alex, be honest. Are you going to have insurance for you and your mom and dad?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I was like, wait, does she like them or not?
Yeah, no, they're who the beneficiaries are. I guess that's how you would say it, for my life insurance. Yes.
All right. Yeah. You can let us know on Twitter. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.